Welcome back. We celebrate a great American saint, the Virgin, and the sister and the foundress of a religious order, a very special religious order, St. Francis Xavier Fabrini. Today, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we should have evening prayer in here. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As it was in the beginning, amen. Is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Let your holy people rejoice, O Lord, as they enter your dwelling place. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured. The oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the strong one of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the strong one of Jacob. At Ephrat we heard of the ark. We found it in the plains of Urim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling. Let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness. Your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let your holy people rejoice, O Lord, as they enter your dwelling place. The Lord has chosen Zion as his sanctuary. The Lord swore an oath to David. He will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth and my laws that I have taught them, their sons shall also rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Zion and has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here I have chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce. I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation. And her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame. But on him my crown shall shine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has chosen Zion as his sanctuary. The Father has given Christ all power, honor, and kingship. All people will obey him. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger. But then came the day of your wrath and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come. The reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Father has given Christ all power, honor, and kingship. All people will obey him. A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. Daniel's prayer and vision. It was the first year that Darius, son of Ahasuerus, of the race of the Medes, reigned over the kingdom of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, tried to understand in the scriptures the counting of the years of which the Lord spoke to the prophet Jeremiah, that for the ruins of Jerusalem 70 years must be fulfilled. I turned to the Lord, pleading in earnest prayer, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. I prayed to the Lord, my God, and confessed, "Give ear, O my God, and listen. Open your eyes and see our ruins and the city which bears your name. When we present our petition before you, we rely not on our just deeds, but on your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, pardon. O Lord, be attentive and act without delay. For your own sake, O my God, because this city and your people bear your name." I was still occupied with my prayer, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, presenting my petition to the Lord my God on behalf of his holy mountain. I was still occupied with this prayer when Gabriel, the one whom I had seen before in vision, came to me in rapid flight at the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me in these words, "Daniel, I have now come to give you understanding. When you begin your petition, an answer was given that I have come to announce, because you are beloved. Therefore, mark the answer and understand the vision. 70 weeks are decreed for your people and for your holy city. Then transgression will stop and sin will end. Guilt will be expiated. Everlasting justice will be introduced. Vision and prophecy ratified, and a most holy will be anointed. Know and understand this from the utterance of the word, that Jerusalem was to be rebuilt until one who is anointed and a leader. There shall be 7 weeks. During 62 weeks, it shall be rebuilt with streets and trenches in time of affliction. After the 62 weeks, the anointed one shall be cut down when he does not possess the city. And the people of a leader who will come shall destroy the sanctuary. Then the end shall come like a torrent. Until the end, there shall be war, the desolation that is decreed. For 1 week he shall make a firm compact with the many. Half the week he shall abolish sacrifice and oblation. On the temple wing shall be the horrible abomination until the ruin that is decreed is poured out upon the har." Responsory prayer. Look down from your holy dwelling place, O Lord, and think of us. Turn your ear toward us, my God, and listen. Open your eyes and look on our distress. O Lord of hosts, restore us. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. Open your eyes and look on our distress. God has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. The unmarried man is busy with the Lord's affairs, concerned with pleasing the Lord. The virgin, indeed, any unmarried woman, is concerned with things of the Lord, in pursuit of holiness in body and spirit. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The unmarried man is busy with the Lord's affairs, concerned with pleasing the Lord. The virgin, indeed, any unmarried woman, is concerned with things of the Lord, in pursuit of holiness in body and spirit. Jesus extolled those who practice virginity for the sake of the kingdom. Let us praise him joyfully and pray to him. Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. Jesus, you presented the church to yourself as a chaste virgin to her spouse. Keep her holy and inviolate. Christ, the holy virgins went out to meet you with their lamps alight. Keep the fidelity of your consecrated handmaidens burning brightly. Lord, your virgin church has always kept its faith whole and untarnished. Grant all Christians a whole and untarnished faith. You have given your people joy in celebrating the feast of your holy virgin, St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. Give us constant joy through her intercession. You have admitted the holy virgins to your marriage banquet. In your mercy, lead the dead to your heavenly feast. Pray for Bill, pray for Henry, pray for Michael, pray for our online ministry, and for everyone that we need to pray for, and for God to help us have the strength and the faith to make every decision that we must. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God our Father, you called Francis Xavier Cabrini from Italy to serve the immigrants of America. By her example, teach us concern for the stranger, the sick, and the frustrated. By her prayers, help us to see Christ in all the men and women we meet. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Pray for the Holy Father and for his monthly intentions for this month of November. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was at the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I offer my partial or plenary indulgence for the soul in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.